Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Little Van Halen bringing us in there. It's good to be with you. It's good to continue to be with you. Thanks for hanging out with me. And are you going to be glad you did? Because you're about to meet somebody that I think you're going to be very impressed with. He's a real-life small business owner like you, except maybe a little younger than some of you. Certainly younger than me. John Reddy is the co-founder, along with his brother Brendan, of a company called Reddy Seafood out of Portland, Maine. And yes, they're in the lobster business. And recently, the SBA recognized he and his brother with the award, the 2008 Young Entrepreneur of the Year Award. And you gotta still be a little bit wet behind the ears to get that award. But they're veteran business people already, and they've got a lot to teach us, especially about the way they see the marketplace and opportunities that they see. John Reddy, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much.
It's good to have you here. It was great meeting you in Washington D.C. a month or so ago, and congratulations on your recognition.
I appreciate it. We're having a grand old time here in Maine, so we're plugging along.
Tell the audience about Reddy Seafood.
Sure. Well, there's two different ventures. The first venture we started about 4 years ago is Reddy Seafood. It's a wholesale live lobster company. We ship Maine live lobster all around the world. We do a lot in Europe, a little bit in the Asian market, and just getting into China. The other probably 50% of our sales comes domestically. It's mm-hmm. all large volumes. We ship to major supermarket chains, wholesalers, retailers, very large volumes of lobster, ship about 2 million pounds of product a year.
2 million, wow. Now, what is so different about the way you approach the lobster business? I mean, lobstering has been going on in your part of the world for hundreds of years. What's the difference?
Okay, good question. You're going to find out. I'm going to tell you about the second business I started, but before, I'll give you a little background. When my brother and I were younger, uncle was a commercial lobsterman. He took us out lobstering, and we absolutely fell in love with the industry. We had the opportunity to go away to college. We both went away. I went to Northeastern University. He went to Stonehill College. When we were in school, we'd always apply everything we learned to this industry we cared so much about. And when we graduated, we jumped in 2 days before graduating, leased this wharf on Hobson's Pier in Portland, and kind of put everything into it. It was not a job to us. It was a lifestyle. It was a passion. It was a way of life that we're trying to support. And that brings us right into this other business we started, which is Catch a Piece of Maine. And this is very, very different. If you guys get a chance out there, take a peek at it. It's www.catchapieceofmaine.com. And this is what is extremely innovative in the way that we're marketing the product. Before, in the more traditional sense, live lobster has always been just a product. You never know where it comes from or whatever else. Mm-hmm. What we're trying to do is create more of a service, more of a experience, should I say. So what we're doing, we're selling lobster traps and all that the traps yield to individuals and corporations throughout the country. So really what it is, this is a community-supported fishery model. You're trying to get the lobsterman or the lobster fisherman more involved in the marketing. And if any of you out there are familiar with independent lobstermen, they're independent. They don't like to work together. But the truth of the matter is, and especially in a situation we are now with our economy, you have to start thinking a little differently. And that's kind of our whole motto here is work together. Treat the whole industry as a business rather than, you know, every lobsterman out for themselves. So in another sense, these guys work together, they help promote the product. In exchange, what we're doing, we're buying them 50 brand new lobster traps every year and paying them a 40-cent bonus for helping us market Maine, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
So again, if you go onto the website, catchapieceofmaine.com, you can learn all about these fishermen, how they started, their lifestyle. But more importantly, that, you know, it's traceability, knowing where your product comes from. If consumers
Wait a minute. Yep. If I buy a Maine lobster, isn't it supposed to come from Maine?
It's supposed to come from Maine, correct. But if you buy Maine lobster through Catch a Piece of Maine, you know more than that. You know exactly who caught the product, when they caught it, where they caught it.
All right, I gotta ask this question, John. I love your ideas, but why should I care?
Why should you care? You should care for this reason. Right now, last year, the landings in Maine were off about 20%. Our industry is
tell us what a landing is.
Landing is the amount of pounds that we harvest throughout the state in 1 year. So
right.
In other words, the catch. The catch is down
20%. The catch has been off 20%, okay.
Right. However, the stock, the biological stock, is still very, very healthy. We go through these cycles, ups and downs. The independent lobstermen who have lived here their whole lives, it's harder for them to make a living. So in another sense, by buying into this program, you're directly supporting lobstermen. You're helping them be here for another day.
So you and your brother started your lobster business, your lobster wholesale business, basically. And you looked around and you said, wait a minute, this industry is not well. It needs a different way of looking at what we're doing here. If we don't get organized here, we're all gonna fail. And that created the second idea, which is to get the folks to work together and to think about a different way of marketing the product. And now come back to the traps that you were talking about a minute ago. I can actually buy a trap, can't I?
Yes, you're absolutely. Everything you were just saying is exactly right. We saw the change in the industry. We noticed that, you know, that these economic forces around us were changing. But however, as fishermen, as lobstermen, as buyers, as wholesalers, as shippers, we were not changing. So basically, what we did. Let me explain it. What Catch a Piece of Maine is, we're selling lobster traps. So any of you listening to this, you could buy a trap and tell your friends and family that you have a real Maine private lobsterman in Maine fishing your trap for you. You can have your product shipped to whoever, wherever you want at any time throughout the country.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you have an online database. So in another sense, you can track your lobsterman's performance online, see how they're doing, see where they're fishing, and then again, it's like an online bank account. All these credits, when I say credits, that's actually a lobster.
Mm-hmm.
They build up in your account, and then when you're ready to ship out to friends, family, as to your business partners, holiday gifts, anniversary gifts, whatever else, you have it, and it's more personal. And again, most importantly, you're supporting a Maine lobsterman. You know, you're making it available for him to be here for another season.
And you're supporting a 21st century approach to an ancient industry.
Exactly. And our whole thing is, we want to preserve this way of life here, the mystique.
Right.
I'm sure some of you have been to Maine.
This could be an educational situation for children, couldn't it, if they can track it online?
That's a great, great point. 10% of our proceeds go to the Gulf of Maine Research Institute, GMRI.
Good for you.
And
hang on, John.
We've
got to take a quick break. We've got to sell some stuff. We've got to sell some stuff that's not lobster. Stand by. Quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back with John Reddy. I'm Jim Blassingame.
As you stand by.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show and all the different things that we do here and all the different ways you can use the things that we do here to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. The newsletter's there, the blog, and the articles, the Brain Trust, and the show. All the different ways you can listen, like podcasting if you want, streaming if you want. And don't forget to check out our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you get small business answers. Now, type in your answer, or your question, I should say, and we're going to give you some answers, maybe a lot of answers, and hopefully the one that you need. John Reddy is our guest, and he's a co-founder of Reddy Seafood, and he and his brother Brendan are the 2008 Young Entrepreneurs of the Year, and we're talking about an old business and kind of a new business, a new thought, a new idea, a new vision for an old business. John, one of the things that I tell people on my show a lot and in the other work that I do here is it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but you can't fall in love with how you do it. And see, you fell in love with the lobster business. You're a Mainer. You've fallen in love with your state. Good for you. Most of us feel that way about our states. But you've decided to do something about it. But you've done what I said. You fell in love with what you do, but you didn't fall in love with how you do it. You looked at other ways that perhaps your product could be marketed, your state could be marketed. You know, Maine is not just a state, it's a destination for a lot of people. And Maine has its own brand that's pretty unique. And so you've decided to tap into that. And what I'm saying, the reason I'm going through all this, folks, is think about your own business the way John looked at his business. Turn it upside down, paint it purple, put polka dots on it, and see if that's not something that will work. What do you think, John?
Well, I agree with you. You made a good point. It is. For me, Maine or Maine Lobster, it's a very, very strong brand. And you need to, I think sometimes you have to look at things a little differently, especially in an old industry like the Maine Lobster industry. We're not trying to change this industry and, you know, eliminate the heritage and, you know, the way of life here. We're trying to kind of tweak it, bring it to the next century here, bring it to what consumers are, you know, what their buying behaviors are like and so on. And that's how we created this venture, Catch a Piece of Maine.
So in the Catch a Piece of Maine project, well, let me ask you a question. If I just wanted to buy a lobster, buy some lobster from you as an individual, do you sell it? You won't sell it to individuals that way, right?
It's difficult for us. I mean, if individuals want to buy, they can buy through Catch a Piece of Maine, where they're buying gourmet lobster feasts, and they have more involvement and support within our industry. If someone's out there and they're a major wholesaler, supermarket chain, or wholesale market, they could buy through Ready Seafood. But again, we're talking 2 million pounds throughout the course of the year. Imagine if I was selling, two or three lobsters at a time. You're talking tens of thousands of customers, and it's logistically it's much more difficult. That's why we created Catch a Piece of Maine.
Right. And so folks, what you can do is you can go to catchapieceofmaine.com and find out more about that. And so I want to come back to something I said a minute ago. I'm on your website, but how can I actually track what's going on with my trap? Can I see what's being caught in my trap and who's using my trap, that kind of thing?
Absolutely. If you go in, you can. You have to become a member to do it, but you can go onto the site and check it out. Once you're a member, you go on and you type in your password, which we give all our members, and there's a selective page there that you can actually check your trap, when it was hauled, what was caught in it. It will tell you exactly what it was, what it produced throughout the course of the week, and every week it's updated. It also gives you special different little blog entries that will give you an idea of what's going on. We're very big into involvement with our customers.
Interaction. And see, this is something that, folks, that I think, John, if you are already doing this, you ought to encourage your prospects to think about this as a project for their children. Let their kids track this online and see how the bounty of the earth, is being manifested in the form of lobster or whatever. And what you're doing with lobster is not unlike what a lot of farmers are doing for their produce. They're getting people to buy a piece of their crop, and every week they deliver them a basket of goods.
You're right. You're absolutely right. It's a community-supported, for us, it's a community-supported fishery model, but it's the same. Yeah. And that's the way to create, again, you got to think of it this way. You're creating more value. You either have just a product, or a product harvested by so on, and this is what goes into it. It's more valuable to the customer. The customer gets more value out of this.
How has your life changed since you won the recognition from the SBA?
It's sped up. It's sped up quite a bit. It's been crazy. We've been doing a lot of traveling, a lot of different conferences or whatever else. For us, we're motivated to support this business, our state of Maine, the Mystique, the Maine lobster industry. So
but the lobster themselves. You still got a healthy group of lobsters out there, right? I mean they're not dwindling, right? They're doing good.
Extremely healthy stock, very very healthy stock. But you'll see that it goes up. It cycles. One year good, the next year's bad. But
Hey, John, thank you for being here. Will you come back another day?
I sure will. Thank you very much, and I hope you all have a great day today.
You too. Thanks, John. CatchApieceOfMaine.com. Check it out. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Woo-hoo. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.